Well, I just really wanted to share something with you. Because I'm wondering whether I'm the only person on the face of the earth that got this. Did any of you receive this little paper prayer rug in the mail from Reverend Ewing down in Atlanta, Georgia? I really couldn't believe it, but I got a prayer rug, and it said in the enclosed literature that if I read the instructions very, very carefully, that folks are being blessed with all types of blessings. They are being blessed with salvation, joy, love, and peace. Extra money, new and better homes, a new car, putting home back together. You can become the owner of two restaurants, two motels, a Dairy Queen, a service station, 30 employees, four cars, and three trucks. So, I've been praying. I take this every night, you know, and I pray, and nothing seems to have happened. I live on the same old street, and I drive the same old car. But I read the fine print the other day, and I realized that it says for one use for one day only, and then return to Reverend Ewing. And I've had this for at least a month. So, you know, I'll point your finger at me. But it has occurred to me that Ronald Reagan probably did not get one of these prayer mats in the mail, because people who are rich and powerful don't need to pray for anything, because they've got the world in their pocket, which is the name of this next song. So, what I think we should make sure happens is that these holes in their pockets keep getting bigger, so that someday they're like desperately sending their mail orders in for these prayer rugs.